If you have any questions about your car, truck, or SUV, from tune-ups to tires, give Fred a call at 215-949-3232. And now it's time to go under the hood with Fred Fletcher.
America's mechanic, ladies and gentlemen, and birthday boy. One day away.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, well, hey. That ruins our surprise party.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Forget it. Matt, call it off. Forget it. Oh, man.
Good morning, everybody.
You know what I thought about? Morning. I thought about, you know, your birthday. I said, you know, it's between Memorial Day, which, you know, you served, and NASCAR, and the Indy 500, which is coming up. Biggest race of the year.
So this is my kind of weekend.
It's your kind of weekend, and you belong right there at the, in the middle of May, my
man. Well, if New Egypt doesn't get rained out, I'll be down there.
Oh,
if,
really?
Yeah. If it does, I might run up to Maple Grove.
Well, we need is a retractable dome in some of these places to get the races going. This way, rain or shine, doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah,
right,
it's
there.
A little bit different with that. There's already indoor races, and they're cool, but it's not the same.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. Yeah, part of it is fighting the elements, though, isn't it? Or either,
yeah.
Either wind or some rain every once in a while. You got to go through that kind of stuff.
New Egypt's lost, I think, 4, maybe 5 weekends. Grand was a big diamond loss, too.
Yeah.
You know, and Bridgeport, I think, lost, too. So, right. I mean, it's just the time of year. And once we get past this stuff, and it's actually dragging on a little longer than I'd like, but...
Anyway, here we are to answer some questions or questioning answers, whatever you want to do.
Either one.
215-949-3232 with America's Mechanic, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I was going to talk about air conditioning, but that's not happening today.
No, it's a little chilly out there.
52 degrees and dreary. And
I saw some of the post stuff and everything. You know, it's... One look that reminded me of the headlights reminded me of the John Carpenter movie.
Yeah,
you know, kind of
I think that's where that picture came
from. Has an eerie feel about it, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happens if you don't treat your car right. It can come back on you.
At you with the LED lights and HID lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I really want to talk about today, because nobody really ever talks about the lights. They're kind of over... You know, forgotten about.
But you saw the light, and you're
I saw the light
and, man. Yeah.
And I said, let's talk about lights today.
Bud Light, I said. You know. go ahead.
Was filling. Lights nowadays, most of them are HIDs, which is high intensity.
Yeah.
And they're very expensive. I actually had a Volvo with the light bulbs were $340 each. And to change them is crazy. A lot of people don't realize. I mean, and I get it, because I'm from the old school, and, you know, you pull up to a shop, and I need a headlight bulb. Yeah, $15.
Yeah.
I'll throw one in. See you later. But nowadays, it's crazy. I have a Cadillac, 2014 Cadillac, and it's got an LED bulb. It's not even a headlight. It's a little LED, and it goes into a refractor that's inside the light. And the bulb itself is like $40-something. Which doesn't sound so bad.
No, it doesn't. No.
To change that bulb, it's 2.5 hours to change that
really?
Bulb. Really? So it's going to be roughly $400 to fix to change this light. I feel so bad for the customer, but, I mean, it literally is. You got to pull the bumper off. You got to pull the light out. You got to pull the inner fender well just to change this little tiny side marker bulb.
Oh. And so there's been no... R&D about the times.
No, well, I don't think they care. Engineers don't care.
No. Yeah.
And cheap Grand Cherokees for the last, I don't know, 10 years, maybe 12 years. The right side bulb, not too bad to change.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's an HID or LED or an
halogen. Yeah, yeah.
You might be able to change that in 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. The left side bulb. You got to pull the battery out. You got to do this. It's about
different ball game on the other
about
side.
About an hour and a half on the same. You have to change one side
so
to the other.
So they're not the same repair on each side. Everything has a different component there.
Yes, they're just stuffing away they jam them in there.
Wow.
But and it's getting that way with taillights and a lot of LED taillights or strips. Very expensive. Sometimes you have to change the whole assembly. The Cadillac, that same Cadillac I was talking about. Taillights on that were probably about, you got to replace the assembly on certain ones. The CTSV, you have to replace the assembly, and it's about $470.
Yeah, when you're out a headlight or whatever, you drive with one light, you always get stopped by the cops because they think the car's stolen for some reason. I don't know why that is. It's happened to me here in town here. Well, I come in the middle of the night. Maybe that's why I'm the only guy on the road. But
in the middle of the night, they have nothing else to do, so they pull over people.
Yeah, so I got one of those. I said, it's always with the headlights, and one of them is out.
Hey, Ted Bundy got busted that way.
Yes, he did. That's right.
He had a taillight out on his Volkswagen. Found a serial killer.
And I think they got the Son of Sam as well. I think with insurance that had lapsed.
Yep. Yep.
So, it's car stuff, related.
If you see a real killer, make sure all your stuff is good.
Man, I don't know why. I wouldn't want them as a customer.
No.
Though some of them act that way.
Don't worry about
maybe.
Paying your bills. You're fine.
You're good. Your credit is good here.
There is a lot that goes in with lighting nowadays. Yeah. It's a whole new science than it used to be. And
some of it's not good. I mean, not all is good, right, Fred?
Oh, it's not. To me, it's not good.
Yeah.
But they do last a little longer, so you probably don't have to change them as often.
Yeah.
It's just when you do have to change them, it makes up for all the time you save. When you have to. And I don't like charging this guy $400 for changing that marker bulb.
Yeah,
it literally is. There's no way around it. There's no way to shortcut it. And you don't want, you got to do it. You got to take the bumper off. You got to take the assembly out. Because you can't even go in from the backside because the washer bottle's right there and it's jammed in.
Yeah.
Another thing that we have is, it was a Jeep. Customer came in, we replaced the light. Did an oil change, topped off all their fluids. And their washer bottle was leaking, which they never had any washer fluid in it. So they accused us of breaking their washer bottle while we did that light. I said, I didn't even touch it.
Yeah.
It was cracked. It was cracked along the seam. So.
Yeah, if you lie about it.
But that's a different story.
But when they lie about it, then it's almost fitting that they have some other problem.
Yeah. So I told them what they need and how much it was going to be. And they're like, oh, we're responsible for that?
That's right.
It's your car. So.
That's right, and you make sure you make a side trip for confession when you get out of there. Yeah,
if I broke it, I'd have fixed it, but I did not break it. It's cracked along the manufacturer seam. It wasn't even like somebody dropped it. We didn't even touch it. So.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times you've always detailed how the job will go for the customer. So. Yeah, it's going to take X amount of time, and we've got to work it this way, and here's what we've got to do it that way.
You get
a little tutorial at the same time. Realize, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
You don't just
bing, boom, boom, and then change a plug, and we'll see you, and you're out in 10 minutes.
We're doing a lot more of that because you have to. I mean, you have to let the customer know what's
informed,
what's involved with everything, because, I would be upset if I came in for a headlight and walked back in without being told, and it's $380 for it. Yeah. I'd be like, what?
But you've got a coupon for $320. Now's the time to use it.
No coupons.
No.
We talk to everybody about everything. And even if they tell us, just fix it. No, we're calling you.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, that's good policy.
Even my good customers that I know will probably say, fine, go ahead and do it anyway.
On,
I call and let you know because I won't do it. And I don't like when a customer tells me, just fix it.
Yeah.
I don't care what it costs. No.
Yeah, the old days seem simpler and they are. Probably. But now you got all this stuff. It looks like something out of Rube Goldberg. they got all this pipe goes over here and down, it comes out there. The music goes round and round.
Sometimes the knee bone is connected to the elbow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's... geez, for anybody who's like an amateur that might be able to help themselves out, has no chance whatsoever.
I always say the DIY is definitely going by the wayside.
Yeah.
The backyard mechanics and do-it-yourselfers.
Something you could do maybe ordinarily sort of get by until you fix it right. I mean, fix it twice.
Some of the professionals are
intact. Yeah.
I look at some of the newer cars and it's like, wow, man. Wow, this is just crazy.
Can you imagine, the young techs coming up now and have to spend all this time doing that stuff? And we're not told, probably, in school that it was going to take you a whole semester to do one tune-up or something, right?
Yeah, some of those plugs are buried underneath there, too. Some of the schools, I don't know, I can't speak for all of them, but I know for a fact that ATC, Automotive Training Center, up in Warminster, they do a good job. I'm sure Penco Tech does. I've hired a couple people from Penco Tech. I still have one.
Yeah.
He's great. But I know ATC because I actually was on the board of ATC.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
And I knew they do a good job. So hopefully, I haven't been involved in about five years or so, but I'm sure they're still doing it the best they can.
Yeah.
But they are having a hard recruitment issue.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys get into it and find out what's involved and what's coming.
Yeah.
And
it's a commitment. It's a big-time commitment.
They're changing. Yeah. Some of them are changing fields. Yeah. Very rarely do I see a school graduated technician.
Mm.
But, I constantly on the look for hiring for a new tech, you know, for another tech.
Yeah.
And another mechanic.
Yeah.
And there's just the pool is very thin.
Yeah, the choice is a little thin. You know, I was thinking about that. I was watching something or other, and I saw how these couple of parts outlets are going out of business here.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Advanced or something like that. But
I think Advanced and AutoZone, which are basically under the same umbrella company, they're not doing well.
But
they're closing. They are closing stores.
Yeah.
Pep Boys, the one over here, closed their store a couple years ago. The sales just aren't there.
Yeah.
And, but O'Reilly's is looking to move into this area, so there might be a market for that. But to me, if I was in the parts business and seeing what's coming, I would probably, O'Reilly will be good at selling car wash stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But I saw
Acuparts
or something like that. We had a couple of odd names that were in the business, but not going to be in very long.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Some
now.
Of them are going by the wayside. Because the do-it-yourselfers aren't there.
Yeah.
The wholesalers, like we have Eastern Auto Parts,
right.
C&M Auto Parts, Barrett and Warehouse, a couple others. I mean, they seem to be okay. I will say, over the last few weeks, the market has tightened up. It's getting. The parts availabilities are tightening up again, kind of like they did with COVID. I can blame it on the tariffs, but I'm still a fan of it.
Yeah. I think it's probably...
I think it's a temporary problem.
It's an uptick of travel, too. Now we're going into summertime, and people are going to travel, do some other stuff. Maybe they're committing to something. Never. I don't know. It seems like right around this time, vacations start.
Yeah, we get a lot. I mean, May is usually a busy month for us, and it is. This month has been busy. A lot of maintenance, which is good. I'd rather do maintenance than repairs. We've had our share of fluky repairs as well. I'm happy to see people maintaining their cars more. I know that goes up and down. May is usually a very busy month for me. June's pretty busy.
Yeah.
July, it starts to wane off because people are on vacation.
Right.
I'm never really slow. So I'm really not complaining. I'm just saying, I might see 300 cars in a month in May, and I might see 270 in June, and I might see 220 in July.
Yeah, you see more than a few, too, in November, because just with Thanksgiving and holiday travel, you get an uptick in there.
November's a busy month. I mean,
and December's
August is a slower month.
Toys for Tots.
Yep. Yeah, August is a slower month, but... One week out of every August doesn't matter because I'm on vacation.
That's right. Parts unknown. Cannot be reached, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, everybody knows where I'm going. Don't call me.
No call. No. Sorry.
So, speaking of that, Fletcher's Garage will be closed for the long weekend this weekend.
As it should be.
I could use 3 days. And my people could use 3 days.
So you're a veteran as well. I mean,
well, this is Memorial Day, Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So,
you salute the ones who went before us.
Yeah, I salute that. And
yeah.
For all who passed, my uncle was in Vietnam, actually it was my second cousin, but he was older.
Yeah.
So he was in Vietnam. His name's on the wall.
Yeah.
So I paid memorial to him.
Yeah, that is. If you go down to D.C. and you see that, that'll stop you cold.
Oh,
it's very. All the names, and you see the birth dates, and they're 19, 20. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I found my cousins down there. And
don't be complaining. That's
right,
about
exactly
what you got.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went down there, and I saw his name on the wall, and made a tracing, and brought it home and gave it to my mom.
It's very sobering. Because we're the same age, at least for me, same age as a lot of them. But it's certainly was well overdue.
Oh, we definitely have to have a Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So been having them in the wall.
Yeah.
I'm more of a I was in the 80s, but I was going to join back up during Desert Storm, and but my wife said no.
No.
Which is fine.
Well, there you go again.
Yeah. That was the year I got married, 91. So I was just like, that's not happening.
Your loss of independence in 1991. That's right.
But, yeah, so we are closed this weekend, so please don't call. Please don't show up on Saturday because you'll be there by yourself.
But you can be first in line on Tuesday when you come in.
If you want Saturday till Tuesday,
you want it that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, there's ice cream stand behind me. You can go over there and get some food.
Yeah, we should probably have a show on customer follies one day about sort of the things that customers have done.
I'm going to start taking, you know what?
You know, the wackiness that goes on in some of the, you know, I was driving. It's just, it's out, I don't know. It does not run. You know, maybe you forgot to put gas in it. Oh, maybe.
I've had more than a few of those. Yeah. You know, ain't got no gas in it. You know, sling blish. Ain't got no gas.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but we had a few of those.
And,
and people get towed in. They think they need a fuel pump, and we're like, well, first things first. Let's see if there's gas in it. And you know. More often than you would like to say that there's no gas in it.
That's right. Hey, if anybody's got a story to tell or want to talk about it, 215-949-3232, Repair Follies.
Yep. So. And getting back to touching on lights again, it's like these HID lights that you see on some of these higher-end cars, they come in, and that's why I put that face on there. They're like
blinding.
Fry your skull off.
Blinding when you've got to deal with that. Yeah,
it is, and then...
Don't you hate it when the other guy's got the high beams on? So you used to, in the old days, you would just click on, hey, bud, I'm blinded. Now, who knows?
Now you can't do that because there's some freaks on the road.
Balls,
they come down and hunt you down for flashing them.
It's just their drag race or something.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
I'll go
over to the YMCA at 5 in the morning. So when I'm going over, I'm driving down Queen Anne or on Oxford Valley Road, it's like, wow, man.
Yeah.
These lights are brutal.
Oh. So. And the idea is to look them off, look not in a direct line, you're supposed to look them off, and it's still it's still difficult.
On Olds Boulevard, if you look away, there might be a deer on there.
That's true. Sometimes it's just not your day.
So you try not to look at them, but you're trying to, because after the cars go past, you still got spots in your eyes.
Yeah.
They're like burn my retinas.
Yeah, but wow.
I didn't think I need to wear my sunglasses at 5 in the morning.
Wear your sunglasses at night.
Yeah,
so like Corey Hart there. That's the way you do. That's what happens here. Yeah.
But, you get that. I remember somebody used to work here. He had a Cadillac, and their headlight was a film. It was literally just a film where you had to replace the whole. It was $1,200, almost $1,300. And that was without the labor, which you still had to pull the bumper off. He said, I'll ride around without a light first. I said, well, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Was that Toby? Yeah, it might have been. No.
I still talk to him, so I'm not going to call him out.
No. Sounds like him, though. Maybe not. You got this big cat, whatever the heck it is, and you got a major repair.
Oh, he had an older Cadillac. Toby had an older Cadillac.
Yeah.
So that wasn't as bad as the ones with the headlights.
Find out.
All these cars are. Even the lighting is tough. Wipers. They're all computer controlled.
I don't think there was. I hate to say it. I don't think they're as well made as they used to be. Am I wrong?
No. I mean
it's with the streaky stuff. I mean,
I have a hard time with wiper blades. I'm gonna try another brand. I got a hold of a different parts supplier, and they gave me a good price on these Bosch Supremes, or Bosch Premiums, and I'm going to give them a shot, because my whole career I've been bitching about wiper blades. They're just not good enough.
Anko.
Yes. Well, even the Ankos, I mean, as good as they are, there's just not. Maybe I'm being too picky.
Yeah.
But I expect them to clean the window. And I expect them to last for at least 2 years.
Right.
Am I being wrong? Yeah. I don't think so.
I wish I could change the interval when I put the wipers on. You have the intermittent thing, and I count it still 10. And by the time 10 rolls around, I can't see a thing.
Right.
And I'm always jumping the gun on that. I said, if I get the interval down to 6 or 7, I could live with that.
Yeah.
But by the time 10 rolls around, you can't see anything.
Yeah, that's how my Yukon is. It's just not. The interval's just not.
No, it's too long.
But I was test driving a Cadillac trying to set the emissions monitors yesterday. It was a Cadillac SRX. And we had done some work on it.
Yeah.
And I was driving around, it was raining drizzly like today, and I'm like, I went to turn the wipers on, they went on by themselves, and it says rain sensor right on the dash. So I said, what's it do, count the raindrops?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a new one, the SUX.
No, a lot of them are that. A lot of them have rain sensors on them. Supposedly
everything's
got too,
a sensor, and everything's got, can't you just flip it on and just be done with it?
That's what it is. Yeah, that's
we're
old school, Jim.
We're just old, yeah.
Yeah, old. I'll be even older tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Your surprise party's still on. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get something away? But you know what? It made more sense in the old days. You know, it just everything made more sense.
Well, my big complaint is it's taking the driver's responsibility away from the, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah. The pretty soon, driverless cars.
The driverless cars, really, you don't have to have any responsibility, but you know how to sit down.
Yeah.
But I don't go for that. I would rather drive my car instead of have my car drive me.
Oh, man, that sounds like my dad with a clutch. You know, we wouldn't give up that clutch there. And
Well, the Merrill was the same way. It still is. That's why he still drives the clutch.
I know. and he hits everything that's ever in front of him, right? And behind him?
Side of him.
Yeah. I'll be right there. Didn't always have a repair. You always had a repair with him.
Yeah, when I had the body shop, I used to, as soon as he got a car, I stocked the paint.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Because I knew it was coming. But
stocking tires for my daughter, and another one too. Knocking with down to, up to three. Oh my God, it was terrible. But you know, some people are unlucky with that.
No, that's stuff. Yeah, that's good.
We have a lot
of joking with them.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of stuff that's going on with the automations of cars and stuff like that. I really don't like all the stuff that's in there. The screens, you know, you can actually watch TV.
Jacking up everything, I mean, they've just, maybe they've taken some of the fun out of it, or at least some of the, just some of the nonsense. If it's hooked, something we don't need.
Right, right. Right. I feel that. I don't need it.
Well, we finally get a break here. We'll get Steve here to break things up. Hello there. Good man, you're on with Fred.
Doing?
Good.
Thank you. Hey, I got one for you that maybe you can give me some hints. I'm down here in Maryland, so I can't drive it up to your garage.
Okay.
I got a 2003 Dodge Ram and four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
The front, driver's side front caliper failed, right? So I removed the caliper, removed the brake pads, which didn't show a lot of wear, and even replaced the rotor, right?
Okay.
And the ABS line.
Okay.
Everything seemed to work fine. And I drive it around locally, you know, 4 or 5 miles, no big deal. Take it out again. I come back, and you smell that burning metal.
Okay.
And it's smoking.
Smoking, right? Yep. Okay.
And it happens intermittently. And so, and I know I've got rusted brake lines that I got to fix, but have you seen this before?
Yeah. Did you change the rubber hose with the caliper? The rubber line going to the caliper.
Yeah.
You changed that as well?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I would look at the rusted lines. Maybe something's starting to crumble inside. But also you can have the proportioning valve. That'll stick. There's also a metering valve on the master cylinder. But I would probably, if you changed all that other stuff, I would flush that line out, and hopefully it doesn't blow up. And or change, because sometimes if you try to flush it out, it rinses all the rust out of it, and then it starts leaking. Or replace the line.
So I'd be better off changing out that rust.
Yeah, I would change out the rusted line. Give it a shot, but you may have a proportioning valve or metering valve stuck. Very rare anymore, but a lot of times with the rubber hoses that go down to the calipers, a lot of people don't realize it's a two-wall hose. You have a rubber inner line, and then there's a threaded sleeve over it, and then there's the rubber line that you see. A lot of times it'll collapse on the inside. It'll end up like an artery. If it, you know, an artery collapses, the fluid will go through, but it won't release because it acts like a check valve because it's collapsed on the inside. Because the forward force of the fluid going in will push it down, but the spring return on the coming back is probably half of what your foot force is. So, yeah.
And then it locks down on the rotor.
Yeah, and then it locks the caliper down on the rotor. Makes you smoke.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I would take a look at that metal line first.
Hey, whereabouts in Maryland are you? Elton?
About 35 miles south of Annapolis.
Wow, you are down there.
Yeah, down there.
Eastern Shore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
The Navy moved us down. No, not this. Western Shore, not the Eastern Shore.
Western Shore, okay.
Oh, okay. We're down toward Navy Test Pilot School, Pax River, all that area.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I drove past there once.
Yeah, my son graduated from Washington College on the Eastern.
Yeah, that's on the other side.
That's the other side, yeah. So, there you go. Yeah.
All right, Steve.
All right, my man.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
I hope I helped.
There you go. That Maryland we reached today.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, I hope I helped him out.
Yeah, and he was pretty adamant about a lot of stuff there. And
mm-hmm. Well, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I was. You had him going there with a next level there. It was kind of neat. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're still having a problem, if I still have a problem, I have to call the next level guy.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what though? It's in all fairness, on top of everything, I mean that saves you money when you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the thing is, you can't know everything. As much as I try, I can't know everything.
And he was pretty knowledgeable and he did one step.
He did all the stuff that people normally do. I mean, like the caliper, and the hose, and. So he took it a step further and looked at the lines. A lot of, other people don't look at the lines.
Yeah.
The metal lines. Because
cool.
What'll happen is they'll crumble a little bit and collapse on themselves.
Kind of nice. Got one through the web there. It's a way to go there. It's not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's good.
Anybody else wants to take a whack? Go ahead. Last chance here, 215-949.
Stump the tech.
That's right. That's right. Today, well, you've been on your game today. It's not a heck of a lot you haven't seen, right, Fred? I mean,
I remember years ago when Paul was here and we were doing the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Some guy called because he wanted to try, and you knew he was a mechanic, and he said, "What's the triangulation of the valve train on it?"
Oh, come on. That's just taunting.
So I said, "What the hell kind of question is that? I'm not answering that here. I don't know all that." So, Paul's like, "I can't believe you answered it that way."
I'm not lying.
I don't know all that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, but James Garner was at Rockford, and he was talking to some mechanic. The Melnix is not degrousing properly. He's using all this, and the guy sitting there has no idea what he's talking about.
If I gave him an answer, it would have been a lie, and I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So, but don't try to hit me with that and try to make me look bad on air. I'll turn it back around.
Oh yeah, I mean that's taunting.
If I can answer your question, I'll answer it. If I can't, I'll research it and answer you.
That's a 10-yard penalty for taunting, and we're not doing that.
It was funny though. Paul was shocked when I said,
I know. But you never know what's going to happen. I mean, people will, start up their cars and say, can you hear that out there?
I did that yesterday to a lady who was annoying me.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's like, "Well, what's my car's making a noise? What is it?" So I being a wise, I said,
Multiple
my dad
choice?
Did the same thing.
Multiple
dad,
choice?
Said, "Hold the phone closer to the car and let me hear." So she did. I'm like, jeez. I was trying to make a point, but I still couldn't tell what it was through the phone.
No. but
I told her to bring it in. We'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll give the guy credit for trying. It didn't. Try to be funny and it doesn't work.
And I don't mean anything by it. I just try to be a
that's okay.
Be a funny little wise ass, make you laugh a little.
Yeah, so. Why not?
But
car repair can be fun.
Then why not?
Sometimes, most of the time. Anyway,
we try to.
It's time to shift to high speed right now.
All right,
getting ready to go, and we're coming right back.